The other thing that happened, the other experience that happened when I was 11, that was really extremely important for me, was seeing a model plane. And you know, I didn't know that you could actually make little model planes fly.
Oh, the fly.
Yeah. So there was this model plane that this man, you know, man, because he was probably 21 years old, right?
Yeah.
But he looked like a man to me, an old guy. you know, in the little field where we were playing, he comes with this thing and he, you know, winds up the propeller and lets it go, and this thing flies. I mean, it was just unbelievable. It was this thing that I was running after it, you know, captivated. I mean, wow, I mean, it's flying. Yeah. And then I decided they were going to build one. So I actually, you know, I at home, I got sticks and things and the paper that my mom used to make dresses with.
Really?
You know. Yeah, I built one because it violated every aerodynamic rule that you can imagine, or law that you can imagine. And then what was funny was that I went into this field where this guy flew his plane, which was just a walking distance from my home, and of course I launched this and this thing just crashed, right?
Yeah.
And as I was doing that, the guy that was flying this plane was coming by with his bike, and he stopped and he asked me to come over and to show what I had, right?
Okay.
So I showed what I had. He started laughing, right? But he kind of took pity on me, and he started, you know, and he started explaining how to do it,
uh-huh.
And where to get the material, you know, and so on and so forth, and getting a book. And I believe that the first book that I bought myself with my own money was a book on how to build model planes.